Survey, Trump Support Unchanged Post-Indictment. By Hannah Blow on June 15, 2023. Former President Donald Trump's support has remained unchanged among Republicans following the news of his federal criminal indictment, a Quinnipiac University survey released Wednesday found. The survey found 57% of registered Republicans supporting Trump in the Republican primary race. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis comes in 34 points behind, with 23% support. Former Vice President Mike Pence, South Carolina Tim Scott, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie tied for third place with 4% support. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson and anti-woke Vivek Ramaswamy followed with 1% support each. Notably, Trump also leads among Republican leaners as well, 43% to DeSantis's 24% support. The overall survey was taken June 8 to 12, 2023, among 1,929 U.S. adults. The survey included 700 Republican and Republican-leaning voters, and that portion of the poll has a +3.7% margin of error. Quinnipiac University's polling analyst Tim Malloy said, "A federal indictment. A court date on a litany of charges. A blizzard of critical media coverage. The negative impact on the former president's standing with voters? Not much at all." Indeed, those results are consistent with this week's Morning Consult survey, which also found Republicans unmoved, at least in a negative matter, on Trump. In fact, the post-indictment survey showed Trump actually gaining in support from the prior week. As Breitbart News reported, even with more official challengers joining the race, as well as an indictment, Trump has expanded his lead to 59%. That reflects a 3-point uptick from the 56% he saw last week. DeSantis, meanwhile, has experienced a 3-point drop over the last week, going from 22% support last week to 19% this week. In other words, Trump has increased his overall lead from 34% last week to 40% this week. Related Jim Jordan, "Trump indictment, the most political thing I have ever seen." Trump spoke after his arraignment, which took place in Miami, on Tuesday, warning Republicans that it is time to get tough. He explained that Democrats want to distract from the real espionage and the real crime. "So let's use President Trump to do so. Let's go out and let's indict President Trump so they don't talk about the $5 million bribe," Trump added. "Watch, it won't stop with me," Trump warns Republicans must get tough.